Ukraine has taken another big step away from Russia and towards the rest of Europe, with Kyiv granted EU candidate status overnight. It's a major strategic shift for a country traditionally torn between East and West. The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says the move will strengthen the EU.
I think this is a moment of great satisfaction, and I'm very pleased with the leaders' endorsement of our opinions. There can be no better sign of hope for the citizens of Ukraine in these troubled times.
Ursula von der Leyen is the president of the European Commission. The Kremlin has so far shrugged off the significance of the EU membership. Vasyl Miroshnichenko is Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, and the ambassador joins us this morning. Ambassador, welcome.
Good morning.
Your president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has greeted this news saying Ukraine's future is within the EU. How significant is the step your country took overnight?
It is so big. I cannot even find words to describe how big this news is and how significant and crucial it is for Ukraine at this time to get a candidate member status for EU. Of course, it's still a long road ahead before we become full members, and accession to the EU sometimes can be Byzantine, complicated, and a long road. But the fact that we got this status along with Moldova as an EU member state is a big step forward. It's a stepping stone for sure for a much better future for Ukraine. It's actually a very strong signal of solidarity of the EU, which is one of the largest markets in the world, one of the strongest unions in the world, to accept Ukraine and Moldova as its members in the future.
Why is it important for you to join the EU? What practical difference will it make for your security? I mean, it isn't NATO. It's not a military alliance.
Look, I just want to remind you about 2013 when President Yanukovych was ousted in Ukraine. He refused to sign an EU association agreement, which was a trade deal with the EU. It actually brought millions of people to the streets of Kyiv in 2013, which we then called Revolution of Dignity. Over 120 people were shot dead on the central square in Kyiv. And those people were demanding for that association agreement to be signed. Eventually, it was signed in 2014. But it never actually stipulated a possible accession to the EU. And now, as we fast forward 8 years later, Ukraine has finally received that promise to become a member one day. Hence, it's so important. Russia wants to keep Ukraine part of the Russian Empire, which Vladimir Putin is trying to revive. The fact that the EU has recognized that we are a member of the European family, and we one day will join the EU, is crucial.
Would Ukraine have pushed this hard and gotten this far if not for Russia's invasion?
Probably not. It wouldn't happen that fast. Usually it takes years and years before you're even recognized as a member state. And you see, the reason for that is because accession in itself, when we start negotiations with the EU, will speed up the reforms. It will be the engine of those reforms. It will drive change. It will help rebuild the country. It will unlock funding, which will come from the EU, but also from the private sector, because having already a candidate member status for Ukraine actually promises a bright future for the country. Therefore, people and companies and corporates and institutional investors will feel more confident when they invest into Ukraine, into Ukraine's infrastructure, into the reconstruction of the country after this brutal war, which is still ongoing, which is so destructive. And that's the significance of this.
You already mentioned the sort of Byzantine nature of trying to get the full membership and how long it can take. So what timeline are you hoping it can be done by?
Look, nobody can. I don't have a magic ball. Every time I get a question when this war will end, and I say, I don't know. Because nobody does. The same with this EU accession. Sometimes it can take 5 years, it can take 7 years. But Turkey, for instance, got recognized as a EU member state in the early 70s. It never got it. Then Western Balkans are now struggling to move forward with their negotiations. So So again, it doesn't really, politically, many things can change, but the fact that Ukraine and Moldova are recognized as member states means that we are now motivated, we're driven to drive those reforms, make those changes happen, which would qualify us for full membership. And of course, all EU member states will one day have to unanimously accept Ukraine, ratify our accession to the EU through their parliaments. So it's still a lot of things need to be done. But at this stage, when Russia is waging this brutal war against Ukraine, killing people, destroying our agriculture, raping Ukrainian women and kids, this is so big because let me tell you a story. When I was a student 20 years ago, I was involved in setting up a European Youth Parliament, which was a youth organization, and I was the president of it for 2 years. And when I went to Europe in those days, I could only dream one day we would get this EU membership status, I mean, accession as a candidate. So for 4 years, I've been traveling all over Europe, participating in this parliamentary simulation procedures, you know, called sessions of the European Youth Parliament, debating actual EU issues. But I, you know, for me now, 20 years later, when I became an ambassador, seeing this happen in real life is huge.
Yeah, it is quite significant. Just finally, has the Prime Minister given you, the Australian Prime Minister, or what's your information about whether he will accept the invitation to visit Kyiv?
President Zelensky assured me that he would welcome and would be delighted to see Prime Minister Albanese in Kyiv, should he decide to come. The Australian government and Australian people have been extremely supportive for Ukraine, and that would be an opportunity for President Zelensky and for the Ukrainian people to thank Prime Minister Albanese and the Australian people for that military assistance, humanitarian assistance, which has been provided so far.
Why is it an important visit? Just talk to me about the symbolism of a visit like this.
Look, Australia has a tradition of resisting coercion. Australia is always standing up to the bullying behavior in the world. And it's standing strong with Ukraine, not only morally, but also materially, by sending weapons, by sending a Bushmaster, sending other APCs and other weaponry. Because Australia understands that the impact of this Russian aggression against Ukraine have global implications, and it affects the well-being and prosperity of people in the Indo-Pacific and in Australia in particular. Because if we can allow Russia to win in Ukraine, that will create a very negative precedent and will embolden other dictators as well as other authoritarian leaders throughout the world to change borders by force. And actually, Australia has this tradition of respecting sovereignty, of standing up to bullies, and of resisting coercion by force.
Ambassador, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a good morning.
Vasyl Miroshnichenko is Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.